Support for Legal Issues in the News Online comes from the Illinois State Bar Association, whose activities include proposing and shaping legislation, educating the public, and supporting the courts in the rule of law. For more information, visit isba.org.
Each Monday, WILL brings you Legal Issues in the News with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
I have a deal for you. Anyone who gets the NPR logo tattooed in a visible place on their body can have free radio for life. Okay, that's not a serious offer, but Domino's Pizza in Russia made a similar proposition with the reward of free pizza for life. The response was so overwhelming that the local franchisee withdrew the proposal after what was only 4 days of a planned 2-month promotional campaign. The franchisee is apparently honoring its promotion, at least for those who got a tattoo in the first 4 days. The promotion, however, raises the question of when does a request to action create a contract? A binding contract requires an offer and an acceptance. If I offer you $25 to mow my lawn, you can say, "I accept," and we have a contract. Depending on the context, you might instead just go ahead and mow my lawn. Now you will have accepted by performance. If any of you are driving over to my house at this very moment to mow my lawn, you're not going to get $25. I'm not being serious, but how are you to know? In 1891, the carbolic smokeball company claimed it could prevent influenza. In an advertisement, the company said it would pay £100 to anyone who used the smokeball and became sick. Money was on deposit at a bank to show the company's sincerity in the matter. Not surprisingly, inhaling carbolic acid from a smokeball was not a particularly effective way to prevent the flu. The court held the company's advertisement was an offer to create a contract, and the use of the smoke ball was acceptance of the offer. By the way, if you're thinking that the carbolic smoke ball would be a great name for a law school gala, our Student Bar Association has already beat you to it. But the lesson of the carbolic smoke ball was lost from the manager of a Hooters restaurant who promised his servers a Toyota to whomever sold the most beer in a month. At the end of the month, the manager presented a Star Wars doll, a toy Yoda, to the winning server. The manager said his offer had been a joke, but the lawsuit settlement for breach of contract involved enough money to purchase something more substantial with four wheels. In another case, PepsiCo ran a promotion where customers could redeem Pepsi points for products like a t-shirt, which cost 75 Pepsi points. One of its advertisements showed a teenager in a Harrier military jump jet, only 7 million Pepsi points, the advertisement said. As it turned out, one could just purchase that many points for about $700,000. When a customer tendered a check for $700,000 and no Harrier jet was forthcoming, he sued and lost. The court ruled that no reasonable person could believe Pepsi intended to make an offer to sell a $23 million military-grade jet for that amount of money. It is not always commercial businesses. In a television interview in a high-profile murder case, a criminal defense lawyer said he would pay $1 million to anyone who could get off a flight in the Atlanta airport and get to a certain hotel within 28 minutes. The impossibility of the task was key to his client's alibi. An enterprising law student recorded himself doing that what the lawyer said was impossible and demanded payment. The court said the lawyer's hyperbolic statement was not an offer to make a contract, nor had it been a particularly effective defense strategy, as the client had been found guilty. If an objective listener would understand words to be an offer, the courts will enforce a contract. Secret intentions do not matter. If you have a $1 million offer, make sure you mean it. I am Bob Lawless.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.